is pretty remarkable. You know, the stock market's in territory that I didn't know that I would live long enough to see, frankly. And every time there's a bad day in the market, though, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's all over. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be doom and gloom. And, you know, it's going to be October 1929. Not exactly. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise is joining me here today. Craig Stiles is there to help you figure out your direction. And he keeps me calm on occasion, too. He's kind of like a human sedative for me when I get nervous.
Better Craig, than human laxative. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I agree with that. I agree with that. But some people maybe get that reaction. But, okay, so at one point yesterday, the Dow was down like 900 points. And then it comes back that it's down only 600 points. And then I'm looking at the headlines today. U.S. stock futures rebound after Evergrande crisis sparks worst sell-off since May. Oh, gee, all the way since May? Worst sell-off since in like 5 months? Woo! I mean, come on. It's like they try to scare the daylights out of you all the time, and yet there's really nothing wrong.
The fundamentals are strong. This is probably the best way to put it. I know we've been talking about this for a period of time. We're looking at being at the end of the quarter. You have a lot of institutional organizations who are actually going through the process of rebalancing within their portfolio. When you have a strong push up in the markets, typically once that has gone through, especially at the institutional level, they're going to sell and rebalance and start buying into some fixed income areas. So they're basically, as we've talked about before, historically, every year there's been at least one 10% correction in the markets and 3-5% corrections in the market. And that's typically going from a peak to a trough that takes place within a 12-month time period. It's been a while since we've had that. So when we start to hear news such as what's going on with Evergrande and internationally, the actual impact here on the American markets is very negligible. However, it's news, and that is what is going to kind of help to spark a reason for a sell-off. But again, take a look at the timing of when that's taking place. Towards the end of the quarter, rebalancing is occurring typically on a quarterly basis. So you'll see some type of a sell-off, especially when we have this long of a run up in the equity markets. So being invested, managing through it, that's always a very strong discipline to have within an investment portfolio. But always understand what is strong within the markets, the fundamentals. The companies are actually doing very well. So what's the purpose for the sell-off? And then what would be the reasoning for rebalancing and getting into the markets and just buying in the securities that you've wanted to hold or maintain to help enhance a portfolio going forward?
Right. And the bond prices fell because a lot of people went into bonds. People could afford to do such things, obviously. You know, I'm not a stock jockey, and I don't run around and go back. I'm not a day trader. I don't run back and forth, do that. I trust good advice from people like yourself. I get into a position that I'm comfortable with. Yes, there's risk, but you can adjust your risk. Do you want a lot of it, none of it, somewhere in between? Most people end up somewhere in between, depending on, you know, where they are. I'm not looking to retire today so I can afford more risk. If I was 65 and retired or older, I might want less risk. These are all things you can adjust with proper advice, right?
Absolutely. Even the understanding of what risk is. So when we talk about owning particular securities, it's not necessarily what you own, it's how you own it. If you constantly are in a strategy, and it doesn't necessarily mean if it's a bond, a stock, an alternative investment, if a person consistently buys that product at a high and sells it at a low, that's not a strategy you want to be in that's going to last you for long periods of time. And there's a lot of statistics out there that help to I guess the best way to put it, just like when you're looking through the news, you're always trying to eliminate the bias in the news to get to the truth in many areas. The same thing occurs within the financial realm. There's a lot of data that's out there. There's a lot of news that's out there. So we have to sift through the bias that's in it to find the appropriate strategy that meets the client's needs at their risk tolerance level. Even at those who are transitioning into retirement, my typical question to them is, well, how long do you plan on being retired? In most circumstances, they're working 20, 30, 40 years. They're planning on being retired for 20, 30, or 40 years, depending on what their needs are through retirement. So that aligns to the strategies that we implement and basically says, okay, what type of strategy are we – what kind of growth do you need for your retirement? And is that growth of income? Is that appreciation of total return in your portfolio so we can draw income from the accounts? It's a good conversation to have. It's one that we have on a fairly regular basis for a multitude of purposes, for sure.
Well, there you go. Craig Stiles here from Ameriprise. Some of the big losers yesterday, not just the stock market that took a beating in some places. By the way, oil's back where it should be, on its way back up, and it looks like the NASDAQ's going up, the S&P is going up. But one of the big losers, Bitcoin, took a pounding yesterday. And see, that's why it just scares the daylights out of me. And you know, I know a lot of people that are into virtual and so forth, currency, but for
virtual
me,
currencies,
man,
yep.
Yeah, scares me.
Yep.
Your thoughts?
Well, from the aspect of looking at cryptocurrencies, as well as in many circumstances, I view that as not too different from other types of commodities, other types of currencies. You look at the value of the dollar, has gone up. So when you sit there and think about the value of the dollar, that has gone up because there's demand for the American dollar. So when you saw the Evergrande kind of start to go south, looking like they're defaulting on some of their debts, that kind of sent ripple effects throughout the emerging markets. So people started seeking for security in the United States in the American dollar.
Evergrande, for people that don't know, that's a Chinese company that looks like it could have some real economic problems, and that's what rippled across the stock market yesterday. Just for clarity, carry on.
Correct. Yep, correct. That's the second largest property owner in China at the moment. But you sit there and think about it's got $300 billion in loans that they're looking to possibly default on. But then you look at the bigger picture, what's the actual ramification that it's going to have here in the United States? Very negligible.
Well, that's what we want to hear.
That we have in that space.
So negligible is
from
what
that
we
perspective,
want.
Yeah. Exactly. So from that perspective, making sure that the strategies that clients are implementing in or individuals are implementing to, that's basically what we focus on. And our exposure has been very negligible when it looks at international, especially in the emerging market space at this point. Because when we talk about risk, those areas are more volatile, which adds to the risk component.
But the bonus and the top side can be good, too. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893 anywhere in America. Craig, always appreciate you being here. We're going to take a quick break now. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.